Niagara Falls High School students were researching websites trying to determine if information was credible. It may seem like a simple task, but this lesson involved plagiarism. They're learning that when writing scientific research papers, it's important to make sure they're not simply lifting material from websites without fact-checking and attribution.
This is very college level, so we are finding that they're listening, and I think a lot of this information is like very new to them.
Bana Chowdhury is the STEM bioscience lead instructor at the high school. This research class is one of the many science, technology, engineering, and math programs taught at the school.
We have, you know, purposefully and like intentionally put these things into place because this is something that they're going to use to be able to do the work that we have set up.
As students conduct this coursework in the classroom setting, just a few feet away is one of the brand new stem cell labs created for actual research projects.
And we have four very exciting units that we have planned for this year. They are sustainability, cancer, and traumatic brain injuries, as well as the biosciences, where the students are going to learn about nutrition, they're going to learn about cardiology, and we have specifically selected topics that are very relevant to the kids' lives.
This gives a little more flexibility and gets them ready for the actual job.
Denise Karski is a co-instructor in biosciences. She's a math teacher and will work with students to integrate math into their science projects.
Get these kids ready for some of the things that they may use in an actual workplace, like, you know, using Excel spreadsheets, using, technology.
Karski admits Common Core is difficult for some inner city students, but STEM is helping them learn concepts.
You know, we're rising, to the occasion, and we're raising, the expectations, and hopefully they're gonna rise to them.
Here we are doing hands-on work, doing group work, learning how to work with other people, being able to solve tasks.
Sierra Spain is a junior at Niagara Falls High School.
Because not only is it beneficial, but I'm actually interested. Generally, when you take courses, they're not really things you'd like to take. And this is something I've always been interested in, such as science and math, and I think it is very beneficial to my learning.
I think the STEM class teaches kids a new way of learning. It's not like a regular class and out of book reading.
Michael Saunders is also a junior at the high school. He says STEM is making him think differently.
For example, if you're in your math class or a different science class, if you can't figure out how to do a problem, this helps you with your problem solving skills, which can help you in other courses.
I want to go into science and stuff.
Freshman Rochelle Hilton is excited and nervous to be at a new school, but she attended a STEM camp over the summer.
And I really liked it. We did different types of things. We made solar. We worked with like solar energy. We made like ovens and stuff. And we burned things to see, like, we burned like cheese and different types of like food to see like the calories of things.
There is a newly constructed applied innovation lab at the high school focusing on engineering. Valerie Rotella Zavuto is a science instructor for the lab. She says students have quickly engaged in the STEM program.
I think they struggle with relevance, just trying to, figure out what we're learning in the classroom and how we can apply it to the real world. But this class is designed to do just that. So how can we take the math, how can we take the science, and now how can we use it in the real world?
We're going to throw them right into the creation process where they're going to learn the math and they're going to learn the science, but they're going to learn it because they're applying it, not so much because we're teaching them a lesson on it.
Amy Kilmer is lead instructor teaching math.
Where do the students that you can see struggle the most when it comes to math?
I think kids struggle the most because they want to see the application of it. So they're reluctant to learn it in the beginning because they feel like, why do I have to learn it? Why do you have it in the curriculum? So if we have the opportunity to tell them this is where they're going to learn it, so let's learn it now, I think the reluctance to learn it would end because now they could see why they're learning it.
STEM construction continues at other Niagara Falls schools. City School Superintendent Cynthia Bianco says they're the only district in the state that's been dedicated to constructing STEM classrooms in all of its schools.
We're really getting into the 21st century. We look at technology as being a great leveler for our students because this is a pretty poor area, pretty poor city. So we try to level the playing field for our children by offering them the best that we can in education and technology in education. STEM classrooms complement that effort.
We try to think about what we would need for the future, what our students should be exposed to.
Lynn Tompkins is STEM coordinator for the district and also serves as house principal at the Niagara Falls High School.
We want to give them every opportunity that any other child would have. What's neat is we're on the front end of the curve here. Nobody else is really doing it like this. So our students have state-of-the-art from the start.
The Niagara Falls School District began STEM construction in 2012. It's a more than $66 million capital project called Inventing Tomorrow, and it's already inspiring students. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.